3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. Brought to you by SACL CAI tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, let's start things out by going to John, listening in Tupelo to WKMQ. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
You guys are real funny. I like you guys.
Thanks. I like you, too.
But I got, I guess, a couple comments or whatever, and I'm not going to try to match wit with you guys because you're not letting anybody get away with anything tonight for some reason. But my thing is, my core belief is that I believe that God is in control of everything, blah, 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 you know, the whole story. But I also believe that in this country, you know, it's just two dominant voices that I believe, and it's just my personal opinion. It's the Republicans and Democrats, and you can put a spin on anything that you want, you know, to get it to go your way. And so I feel like people shouldn't really get upset right now that Obama's in office because things seem to be spinning the Democrats' way because, I mean, you give it a few years, you know, if not the next 4 years, you know, the 4 years after that, it's going to be a Republican in office, no doubt. And things
I personally didn't. I personally could care less which.
Yeah, they both
couldn't care less. Rather, which one is in office? They're both tyrannical. They're both power sicko freaks that want to enforce their way on others through the threat of violence or actual violence. And it doesn't matter to me whether they're R's or D's, my man. They are all bad.
Well, I understand that, and I'm not saying that to you guys. I'm saying it to the people that are listening. You know, just don't get so uptight because. You know, it's just going to swing back and forth anyhow. And then my thing is on the spreading of the wealth now.
Well, but before you go on, it is going to swing back and forth. That is true, because the Republicans are going to trot out their liberty talking points, and the Republican the Republican rank and file are going to just swoon over the ideas of liberty, and they're going to vote for the Republicans again because they're going to believe them this time, and the Republicans are going to keep growing government and keep making the government more intrusive and more oppressive than it's ever been, just like the Democrats have done, except the Democrats don't lie about liberty. The Democrats will tell you the truth to your face that they want to grow government. Republicans have claimed they want to cut government back, but they all grow government when they're given the opportunity and when they're given the power. So you're right that things will shift back to the Republicans, but that won't help anything because it'll just make things worse, as it always has. Things just keep getting worse because these are people in search of power. They're not principled. They don't care about freedom. They don't care about liberty. They just care about power and enforcing their way and their viewpoint on others. And so whether the Republicans or Democrats are taking the reins of power is immaterial to where I'm coming from.
Exactly. Well, I understand and I respect that. And I sort of agree with that. My thing about the spreading of the wealth, however, and it's just my opinion. I know you guys are going to straighten me out on if I'm wrong about it, but it's my opinion that it's been around for the longest, the spreading of the wealth in the United States. It's just been around for the longest. And it seems like to me that the people where I'm living at, you got a lot of people there that are, both black and white. It's not just one racial thing, you know. They're sort of upset about this, and then the relationships between each other is being more defined now in a negative way because people feel like, you know, this race or this culture or this guy or this guy making this amount of money this year is trying to get something that I have worked hard for or whatever through the government. But I'm going to tell you, I make $30,000 a year, and I would love to make more than that, but, you know, the choices that I made in the past with the education and all this and all that, this is where I landed. And so I'm not after anybody else's wealth or anybody else's whatever. And my thing about it is, when he talks about spreading the wealth, you know, I'm not one of the guys that's trying to get the money. And I'm not saying your money, but I'm not one of the guys that's trying to get, you know, the rich man's money. You know, now I know a lot of people that sit at home and just take, you know, government hands out and stuff like that. But I'm working every day for mine, and I don't necessarily want another man's wealth. And so when he talks about spreading the wealth, I mean, you can't just broad stroke everybody together, because I look at it when he said that as if he's telling, and I'm not saying that he said this out of his own mouth, but I'm just saying my understanding of it is that he was saying that if you're a small business or big business, okay, spread the wealth, that means that you need to hire people, that you need to invest in things, and you need to invest in people.
That I'm all in favor of that. That makes sense.
Yeah,
all in favor. I'm all in favor of raising people up on a voluntary basis and giving them the assistance that they need in order to get on and improve their lives. I just think that that should be done consensually. And you're right, creating new jobs by investing in your business and all of that is a great way to help raise up the community, because, well, it, you know, adds more wealth to the society. And I think that's all fine and good. And I thank you for your thoughts and your call tonight. 800-259-9231. The problem with the issue that I have is with force. When you're forcing people to spread their wealth in ways that they may otherwise choose against, they would rather not choose in order to spread it in those ways. People should be able to make individual decisions for themselves on how they share or give away or save their money or spend their money. People should be able to make those choices. And in the absence of coercion, in the absence of force, we would see far more options for helping the poor and helping the downtrodden, the people that are sick that can't afford for insurance and things like that. In the absence of force, we would have a bevy of choices. But what we're getting now over time is one choice, a one-size-fits-all system. Just not there yet. That's the direction things want to go. As far as healthcare is concerned, that's the direction things are going in, is the government is eventually going to put insurance companies out of business with all of these regulations and mandates, and then eventually the government's going to take it over, and you're only going to have the state to turn to if you are sick. And that's a scary proposition.
Yeah, and the service that they provide you, that's the service they provide you. And if you don't like it, you can go jump in a lake.
Well, if you're lucky, if you could afford it, you can take yourself to another country where you could buy some private health care. And who knows, maybe private health care will be available here as it is in some other places, but it'll be top, top dollar.
Well, it'll still be like the public school. You'll still have to fund the government health care system while you go out and buy actual health care or actual education like the private schools. I mean, you're forced to provide the education or to pay for the education that the substandard government schools provide. But, most of their teachers, a good percentage of their teachers send a larger percentage than the normal population of public school teachers send their kids to private schools.
See, the thing people don't understand, like Israel, who we were talking with before in the last hour, the real thing they don't get when they start talking about their utopian central plan vision of what they want to force people to do because they believe that the results will be worthwhile. What they don't get is that force has unintended consequences, that force has real bad unintended consequences. You're using coercion. You're using violence against peaceful people. You think that's going to come out okay? You think that by threatening people that everything's going to come out all peachy keen? No, there are all kinds of terrible things that will come from using force on people. Look at the war on drugs. Look what's happened there. The idea there was to use force on Americans until they finally stop using drugs. Well, $1 trillion later, drugs are more plentiful than they've ever been. And many more dangerous drugs are on the streets now than were when the drug war started. What did the force get you anyway, besides 1.5 million Americans being locked up in jail cells every single year for possession? What does the force get you? How has your force helped those people? Oh, you weren't interested in helping, were you? You were interested in just creating some sort of utopian vision through the use of violence. That's the same thing as what these healthcare advocates are talking about. Well, we can have this utopian vision. We'll just force everyone to do what we think they should. Because force works so well, doesn't it? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just think how you feel when someone's trying to force their beliefs or their viewpoint on you. It's great, isn't it? It really makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. It really want to make you get along with your neighbors when they're using the threat of violence against you, right? It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening. We're here to allow you to bring up whatever you want, unlike those other talk shows where they've got the most obscene level of phone screening. If you've ever tried calling another talk show, it is a nightmare trying to even get through to the host. If you aren't on topic and you aren't saying exactly what the host wants you to say, good luck. We'll let you in here. You can talk about anything. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is where to go. We've got a lot of features there, including our Shrine of Female Listeners. Just added about 4 or 5 brand new Shriners just yesterday, so head on over there and enjoy that. And lady listeners, you can become a part of the Shrine. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see the instructions there at the top of the page, shrine.freetalklive.com.
The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people, and whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real education to the public, and costs go up and up every year, and there are no refunds. Oh, and it destroys individualism and curiosity. The School Sucks podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. Schoolsucksproject.com.
Certainly it's true that government education fails at educating, but it does succeed at indoctrinating people into the ideas of the state. It does brilliantly succeed at indoctrinating people the idea that force is okay, that it's okay to apply force to your peaceful neighbors, so long as you get enough other people to vote in favor of the force. And then so we have this eternal conflict that just goes on and on, and people continuously fight with one another over how to control each other. That's what the government does.
Yep.
It's a tool of violence that encourages people to seize itself, to seize the tool, and to utilize that tool against peaceful other people who otherwise wouldn't ever think of harming one another. You wouldn't think of going over to your neighbor's house, sticking an AK-47 in their face, and taking whatever money they happen to have in their home. You wouldn't think of doing something like that because you wouldn't want them to do it to you. But yet when the government comes into play, then it's okay, because then you don't have to do the dirty work. Men in uniforms with badges will come around and threaten people with violence in order to get them to do what they want, what you want them to do. Isn't that nice? How you can disconnect yourself from the consequences of your actions using the state.
As long as you can get 51% of the people to agree with you.
I mean, the voters.
Of the voters, that's true. But that's the concept behind essentially what we have here, this democratic republic that we have is, you know, if you can get enough people to agree with you, then you're right. So if you want to order everybody to walk around with buttless chaps on, well, they have to do it because it's such a good idea.
Or else you'll put them in a cage. Let's go to your phone calls here and talk to Jason. And listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Super, Jason. What's on your mind tonight?
I like how you say that the government is a gang of thugs. I agree with you. I don't agree with everything, but I really do appreciate that because that's right. And one of the things that I see you guys doing is you're pulling back layers of deception that a lot of Americans have bought into.
Indeed. And they are, some of them are very nice. I mean, some of the thugs are very nice about being thugs because, well, if they were too overtly thuggish, then people would start to get the clue that they're actually thugs. But if they put enough window dressing on their violent activities like they do with their court system, then people in their government schools and essentially mind-numbing people into believing that anything other than violence and threats of force is going on, then they get away with it. But if they start using their violence more overtly and more consistently, then people will be more likely to wake up to the violence and the thuggishness.
Well, it's been made into sales and marketing of thuggery, and that sounds corny to most folks, but the fact is, that's going on.
Yes, sir. What else did you want to share with us tonight?
The other thing, too, is I like how when you guys have when you're talking about protesting, I think it's good that you speak of nonviolent protest. It's good. I mean, I don't know how many. There's so many different ways to say this. I'll just say it the most simple way. Nonviolent protest. You know, I appreciate that. I have found myself listening to your program, just kind of getting frustrated with certain subject matter and things. But I think it's good. I think you guys are going in the right direction. I'm not trying to be a yes man with you.
That's what I was going to say. I was about to get rid of you because, all right, this is enough. No, enough.
I can't tell you how many times I've sat here and go, oh, these guys are, oh, what a bunch of knuckleheads. But
well, call us up the next time you hear us being knuckleheads and let us have it, all right? Thank you, Jason, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's good to be appreciated, but that can only go so far as on-air content. 800-259-9231. And thanks to listeners like Jason there in South Carolina for making us number one on Saturday nights. By the way, number one talk show in Charleston, South Carolina.
That happens with Free Talk Live. I mean, we might be talking about something entirely different than what they're normally talking about on talk radio, but people listen to it.
That's right. We continue here with your phone calls and go to Dan listening in Indy to WXNT. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
I actually have a question for you. I'm trying to think how to put this. I listened to your guy's story, and I'm kind of similar. I was the Republican back in the day, and I was more of a conservative. And it was actually my little brother that started kind of enlightening me to what freedom actually was.
How and little I, are we talking about?
I shouldn't say that. He's 30 years old. I'm 35.
Gotcha.
And my question is, you know, we ourselves still struggle with some questions. I live in New Jersey. It's a populated place, and, you know, I try to talk to people, and I ask questions. And they obviously ask questions back, and one of them often is, like, say, with property tax. We never really own our homes because if we don't pay our property taxes, we go to jail.
Yeah, it's
and
outrageous.
They take our homes from us.
Yeah, you probably won't go to jail. They'll probably just take your home from you. I mean, unless you resist in some violent manner, they'll likely just send the sheriffs out, tell you to get out of your house, and then they'll lock the doors, you know, change the locks, and basically kick you out of your own home. It's unlikely that you'd go to jail.
Well, I guess kind of the question I have for you, I was hoping you guys could give me some insight on was, I mean, a lot of what you say makes sense. I get like that things like fire service, schools, police could definitely be voluntary. Mm-hmm. I could see that. But if you live in a city, how do you guys like propose that things like sewage or roadways and stuff like that get paid for, you know?
Good question. And when you say voluntary, let's make it clear that voluntary means consensual. It doesn't mean that the fire department would be volunteers. It doesn't mean that the police
Correct.
Department would be volunteers. It would mean that they would be doing business like anybody else would do business in the same way that, you know, the people working for Walmart aren't volunteers. They're getting paid. But we're not forced to go and buy our home repair supplies from Walmart. So in the same way, we wouldn't be forced to buy our fire protection from the government monopoly provider as we currently are today. So to answer the question about roads, and that's a fairly lengthy discussion, there's actually a book out there that I haven't had the chance to read yet, but I've heard good things about it. Walter Block, as I understand it, has written a book up about the roads. This is a big issue, but we should dig in here in a little bit. So if you want to hang on, we'll bring you back here in a moment. We'll continue this discussion talking about some of these things that are really tough to grasp. They're really tough to look at as far as, well, you know, we've had the government taking care of the roads all of our lives. How could it be any other way? Well, in many places, the government takes care of trash pickup. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, they don't. For some people, that's a shock. But the roads are a little more of a difficult issue. We'll get into that here in a moment. Your calls as well about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition, yet with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AaronAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And our features on the site include news updates. You can get signed up via email, or you can follow our Twitter profile, or you can become a fan of us on Facebook. All three of those are different ways that you can get basically the same information. Whenever I've got something I need to get out there, I put a an email out, which is usually longer than the Twitter and the Facebook options. But either way, you're going to get the basic information, whichever way you go about it. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, we're talking freedom because we like that on Free Talk Live. And if you like the idea of being more free, if you like the idea of escaping the grip of the people that would like to control you, well, it makes sense to get together with other like-minded people. At least made sense to me when I heard about the Free State Project early in the aughts, around 2002 or 3-ish. I thought, man, that's a really great idea. But I was born in Florida, and I was a little scared. I was a little intimidated because I never really experienced winter before, like a real winter. And so I wasn't too sure how that was going to go, and that's why it took me about a year to finally come around to say, yeah, this is something I want to do. This is, liberty is important enough for me that I'm willing to be a little cold for a few months out of the year.
Yeah, we get a white Christmas around here. Sometimes we get a white Thanksgiving. We certainly always have a white President's Day.
Yeah, and then you get beautiful spring and fall, and it's wonderful. The flowers are coming out now here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's absolutely stunning. it's wonderful. Anyway,
I don't know if it's Stockholm syndrome or what it is, but I really love spring up in New England.
I think spring may be my favorite. I like fall, but I think spring may be my favorite because it's just such a stark contrast compared to where you've been. You've been
right.
through 3 months of, you know, desolation, but it's also beautiful. I mean, the snow and, you know, fresh snow is very beautiful and all that. But then when the colors start popping, it's really wonderful. And we probably sound silly to most of our audience who's, you know, experienced this if they live in the north. So
yeah, but, you know,
a couple of southern boys.
Yeah, Florida all year round, there's never any snow. Winter is really no different than anything else.
Flowers don't stand out in Florida because they're there all the time.
The hibiscus always bloom.
Yeah. But aside from the beauty, there are all kinds of activists here. I mean, people are coming to New Hampshire. They're getting active. We've got hundreds of people that have already made the move. Mark and myself are just two of them. And hundreds more are coming. In fact, over 10,000 people have signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to be active, to achieve as much liberty in our lifetimes as possible. If that sounds interesting to you, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, get signed up, and then join the fun here in New Hampshire. Freestateproject.org. As we go back to Dan, who's actually in New Jersey, not in Indy. We've got another Dan who's waiting patiently. Hopefully we'll get to him. But Dan in New Jersey, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, you brought up the issue. You said that, you know, you've come from a similar place as we have. You were one time, you considered yourself a conservative, and then you kind of came to some of the ideas of liberty, and you get it on a lot of issues, even with the, you know, when it comes down to the fire department and protection services, which are pretty tough issues for some people to really wrap their minds around. It took me a long time to understand how private protection or market-based protection might work. But then you brought up a couple of good issues, and one of them we've never heard of before. We realized this during the break. No one has ever brought up the question of, what about the sewage? Normally it's, what about the roads, which is the other issue that you brought up. We've heard that one a million times, but no one has ever, this is the first time on the history of the entire history of Free Talk Live, I think, that anybody has questioned, well, what about the sewage?
Well, I think that the sewage is a relatively easy one to deal with.
Well,
you don't have to have
really?
You know, sewage treatment plants. I mean, well, most of America, at least a good portion of America, geographically, most of America subsists on septic tanks and things like that. So, I mean, you really could just have, you know, sewage.
I thought about that. And one of the things that made me actually think about sewage was, I'm originally from Brooklyn. And I thought of a place like Brooklyn that
you put a septic tank.
You guys are right. Technically, I could side in New Jersey with a septic tank or you know, something similar. But a place like Brooklyn, I couldn't have my own septic tank or well.
That's true. I think mostly what you're seeing with really large metropolitan areas are sort of, it's an artifact of a time when people got around on horses and it was difficult to get around. So you like when you see big cities like Chicago and New York, those are old cities. When you look at L.A., you're looking at a new city. L.A., you have to have a car. You can't get around with public transportation. New York, people live on top of each other. In L.A., they live in a large sprawling area. So it's sort of an artifact, and it's a difficult thing to deal with. But, you know, obviously you deal with what you have, and so there would have to be some scenario for dealing with sewage in those major areas.
Okay, right. So that didn't answer the question, though, Mark. So say there must be a scenario. And I understand that when you talk about the free marketplace, when you talk about getting rid of the government's monopoly, that there are really good questions that come up, and people demand answers to them. And it's easy for us to say, and this is a good stock answer, it's easy for us to say, well, we're not sewer people, and we're not road people, so we don't know exactly how the sewer or road situation would play out in the absence of government coercion. Who knows what the marketplace would end up doing? Who knows what innovations the people in search of profit would come up with to solve whatever problems come up? And that's a fair answer, because we really don't know. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to speculate. So let's speculate here for a moment. Right now, as it stands, in most urbanized areas, even here in Keene, New Hampshire, which isn't the most urbanized, but, it, you know, 25,000 people live here, and there is a sewage system, right? So the idea is that eventually we're going to convince people to accept the ideas of the voluntary society, and we're going to move towards that. The government's going to be reduced and reduced and reduced, and then, you know, in the various different services will be converted to market. Whatever's valuable, like sewage, would be converted to some sort of a market service. But how would that end up working? Because it is a centrally controlled service. It's all going to the same place, or, you know, it's all being controlled in some similar aspect. So how that would end up being taken over by the marketplace, I'm not sure. Some would say they could put it out to bid or the highest bidder or whatever. I don't know exactly how that would all play out. But if you were – the scary scenario is, well, what if the person who gets in control of it charges $12 a gallon? you know, or something like that, right? The kind of ultimate scare of, well, what if the greedy capitalist gets in control of the sewage system and just raises prices to the point where no one can afford sewage anymore? Well, that's when the people in search of profit start to get really creative, because when somebody's out there who's got a tremendous portion of the marketplace and they begin to get greedy and they begin to charge too much, that's when the people that are looking at that situation are saying, all right, finally, it's worth it for me to come in now. So maybe Portalette Pete comes in and he starts dropping porta potties on people's property and says, hey, you know, they're charging $12 a gallon for the sewage. I'll take this away once a week for $30 or something like that. You know, he comes in there and he provides an alternative option. Of course, you also have the drain fields and the places where you can do that. But in an urbanized area, there would be something that the marketplace could come up with.
Put a big vat in the basement and then they can pump it out once a week or whatever.
Also, ostracism may be a factor as well, because the person who owns that company that's taking care of the area's needs as far as sewage is concerned is going to be under a lot of pressure to watch out what he charges for those people's rates. In fact, there may be some way to contractually limit, you know, when he gets it turned over to him, what he'll end up charging above and beyond his costs. But if he's charging too much and it's getting impossible for people to live based on that, that's going to be pretty outrageous. And who knows what kind of neat ostracism methods the marketplace would come up with to punish somebody like that. I mean, for instance, nobody has to sell him food. You don't have to sell that guy, you know, the various different services he needs to live. So, hey, you don't want us to live by not being able to flush our toilets? Well, you're not going to be able to eat.
That's I like that.
It's just an idea off the top of my head. Like I say, I'm just a talk show host. I don't know crap about how the marketplace would end up.
I don't know crap about sewage.
I don't know how the marketplace would end up playing it out, but you can count that the media would be on it if some greedy guy started really charging a lot for sewage. And the same thing can apply to roads as well. Of course, you might want to also point out that in the absence of government's coercion, we may even have flying cars by now. But because the FAA refuses to allow any kind of development or mass marketing of such a tool, there really isn't any significant development going on there. The Mahler Sky Car has been in development for decades, and they've had an operable one for, I think, a while now. It's just that they can't sell it to anybody because the FAA won't let anybody fly it. So it's kind of a poor marketplace. And I hope that answers your question. Did it at least partially?
It did, yes. It did.
All right. Well, this is one of the things that we have to think about as time goes on, but let's get together and start rolling back to the things we can definitely solve.
Yeah, there's a lot easier problems.
Yeah, at freestateproject.org, that's the place to go, and I thank you, Dan, for the call and the thoughts tonight. It's always good to think about these things. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but probably not time for your call. Unless you're on hold, we'll do our best to get to you here in the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, as always, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, we could would appreciate you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you like this program and you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, you can do that for as little as $3 a month. Now, you know that we give you the website for free, right? So this is above and beyond all that. This is how you show your appreciation for Free Talk Live and the fact that we give you everything for free up front. Is, you know, send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and that's like, what, half the price? Less than half the price in many cases of those other shows, and they charge you for their websites. So we don't ask much. Free, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we do sweeten the deal with a few perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines. You also get the amp-only podcast, which is minus the usual podcast commercials. And you get access to the amp-only forum and more. Go get all the details, get signed up, any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options available. We'll take silver. amp.freetalklive.com. Although the silver is appreciated, it's hard to pay for advertising in silver. So we'll take it, but we'd prefer you go and use the PayPal and credit card. amp.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Let's go to Dan in Indianapolis. I called for you, but there was a mix-up behind the scenes. Dan, apologize for the confusion. You're listening to WXNT, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
I was
Dan.
A CPA with a national international firm for 35 years. And I don't want to get too far down the weeds, but here's something our representatives and senators and people could do to give people more freedom in directing where they want their dollars to go related to redistribution and or welfare. It has to do with the tax code and contributions. On the tax return right now, contributions are limited to a certain percentage of your gross income. And you get a deduction, which means you get 25 cents, 35 cents on the dollar for that deduction.
Right.
I'm suggesting that they amend it where you get a credit and or double the deduction. So if you give $100, you get $200 deduction on return and or a credit of 70 cents on the dollar. Idea being when you're sitting down, you can either write the check to the government and or to a pro-life, anti-life, whatever you want for your contribution, as opposed to giving the money to the government. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, I tend to like what you're saying, and I think a lot of people actually think that this is how real life is, and it's not, and you're absolutely right. You're a CPA.
Yeah.
But
you cut the check. The individual is empowered to cut the check to the organization that he wants, as opposed to the government. The government incentivized by giving him a credit, a dollar-for-dollar credit, or a more cents on the dollar credit for the contribution. Now, the government wouldn't like that because
it'll never happen.
Yeah, right. That's exactly why it won't happen, is because the government doesn't get to control the money, and they believe that they can, they have a better system for distributing it, even though it's the worst system in the world. But what happens if somebody decides, I'm going to give my not-for-profit money to an organization that, wants to, the Humane Society or something like that, an organization that other people wouldn't necessarily, you shouldn't be giving your money to the Humane Society, you should be giving it to kids with cancer, that kind
of thing. It's my money.
I agree.
I think it'd be easier if we just, as far as making that happen, you're talking about some political wrangling that would be very difficult. And, of course, as Mark pointed out, the government does not want a change like that. So
I understand that.
It's
but
likely
my point is,
very infeasible.
My point is it's not complex.
I agree with you there. That's not complex. Usually the best answers are simple.
Exactly. And that shows that the government, just manufactures complexity in order to achieve their goals.
Sure, they want you to be confused. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Although simple, here's a simple one. Get people who believe similarly together in the same place and then just have them stop paying. Then you can send your money wherever you want to. And you don't have to ask anybody's permission to do so. All right, we continue here. Dave, listening in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dave, we're short on time. Your thoughts?
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to answer that question about if a group decided to go on their own, do their own thing, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Chief Joseph tried it, tried to go to Canada. They shot him. Sitting Bull, same thing. The coal miners in 1890 tried to do it, and they shot him. The World War One veterans wanted their rights, what they were promised, their benefits, and they shot him.
The bonus war.
The Branch Davidian, they tried it, and they shot him. They make up stories. They provocateur you.
Sure.
Do anything. And your scenario kind of played out in the 1890s with Carnegie, Morgan, and Rockefeller, man. And what happens is, with the totally free market like that, monopolies develop, and then they pay you off the governor. That's what happened to the coal miners in 1890.
Right, they paid off the governor, but how could you?
Paid off the National Guard, and they went down there and they shot a kid and people, a little kid, just for getting water for the people. That's what happens.
Yeah, the robber barons were not operating in a free market.
This is the,
that's what happens. They grow into that. It's built into human existence, man. And them people depend on our greed and our thirst for freedom and stuff, and they play us, man. And they play us with all this status.
Dave, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Mark, what were you going to say about that?
Well, to call what occurred in the late 1800s and early 1900s in the United States laissez-faire or free market capitalism or something like that is to call the Soviet Union communism. Neither one of these statements is true. It just didn't happen that way. The people that were wealthy had the government do what they wanted them to do.
That's right.
And yes,
what's
it
changed?
Did do less to regulate business. Absolutely true. But when less means, keeping the powerful in power, then that doesn't translate to laissez-faire capitalism. Also,
it's the same thing as happening today. There's just
the
more barons today.
In the form of corporations, the government handed out these pieces of paper that protect people from the responsibility of their own actions. So, I mean, that's the foundation of it in the first place.
Yeah, nothing's changed. It's the same today. It's just that there are more corporations today than there were in the 1800s. And there are more barons, therefore, today. More people that are being protected by the government from competition. That's what regulations are all about. Regulations are about protecting the existing business people from new people with new ideas and innovative concepts and new capital. It's about protecting themselves from that and using the government's force to protect them. Let's continue, though, and talk to Kenny, listening in Florida to WFTL in Jupiter. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey. I know you're about out of time. I just I'd never heard of this concept before of not paying your taxes.
Not my taxes.
Well, I just don't understand how, in the way society works and the government works today, that doesn't, to just draw the line and say you're not going to pay your taxes. How does that not make you a squatter or like?
Oh, I still pay the local gang. I pay the local gang's tax. I just don't pay the feds.
Yeah.
So I'm not squatting on them. I'm not using their services. I don't want their programs.
What service does the in the form of the federal income tax that the federal income tax pays for? What service do I use that I'm not paying
protection
for?
From terrorists, all that kind of thing?
But don't you think that the federal government's going out and creating terrorists by blowing up innocent people?
Yeah, they create the terrorists, and I didn't ask them for that service.
Right, I don't want that service.
You don't get to come to my house and mow my lawn and then demand payment if I didn't hire you to mow my lawn. Besides, I don't think they're protecting me worth crap.
The thing is, though. I understand where you want to move with this, but you do live in America, and there are rules and laws, and there are ways to go about changing them.
I live in
ineffective ways.
I live in a place. Some people call it America because some politically designated lines have been drawn on a map somewhere, and that doesn't mean I'm obligated to a bunch of strangers calling themselves government in Washington, D.C., and the words they write on paper. I wish we had more time, but we're running short. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Carl, listening in Texas to KTAE. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I want to bring up a subject here that maybe you've touched on earlier. I just tuned in.
Carl, let me tell you, you have about 30 seconds to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
All right, it's the new Belligerent Interrogation Detention Prosecution Act of 2010. In essence, it's a Senate Bill 3081, and it's in committee right now. And what it is they're going to be able to detain you and confine you without your Miranda rights, et cetera, if they get this thing passed.
Yeah. I heard something about it. We did talk about the enemy belligerent. They've changed it now from an enemy combatant to enemy belligerent. They still have the enemy combatant designation.
It's belligerent.
But now they can designate you an enemy belligerent, basically for saying things they don't like, right?
Right, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yep, so that's now going to be a crime against the state.
It's serious stuff, you know where this is going.
It's going to tyranny, but some would say we're already there. I thank you for the call. We certainly are already in a police state. And no, it wasn't Obama. The police state has been going on for many, many years. Anyway, we're out of time, Mark.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, or not tomorrow. We'll see you Monday night, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.